This message was recorded live at Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church in Plantation, Florida. Welcome to PlantationSDA.tv. Here you will find a diverse variety of Bible-based topics and conversations. God's master plan to inspire your mind, bring peace to your heart, and uplift your soul. May you be blessed and encouraged as you listen to God's Word.
Happy Sabbath, everybody. Come on, you can do better than that. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Welcome into the house of the Lord. I know for the most part the morning was rainy, but I'm happy to see so many of you coming out to worship in the house of the Lord. And we are happy for those who are joining us online via or streaming on Facebook and also on YouTube. So this year, Plantation as a church has been functioning under the theme, and refocusing on our purpose, paradigm shift, refocusing on our purpose. And our purpose is to love God, love each other, and to make disciples. And so throughout the year, we will and have been going through our discipleship process. In the first quarter, we focused on connecting with each other. And in the second quarter, we are focusing on growing. And in particular, in the month of April, we have been focusing on growing through our interaction, connection, or study with the Word of God. So this month, the theme has been transformed by the Word. And this sermon will conclude our time focusing on that theme for this month. All right, before I get into the Word of God, join me in a word of prayer. Loving God, we thank you so much for giving us your words to us that we can know your will. As your word is at the center of worship today, we pray that you will also be present with us. As for me, I stand with the assurance that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because you have anointed me to preach. And so as I preach this word today, feed your sheep through me. In Jesus' name, amen. Our text today, or scripture, is in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 5, verses 38 through 40. And I'll be reading from the ESV, the English Standard Version, beginning at verse 38, and it reads like this: "And you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think in them you have eternal life. And it is they that bear witness about me, yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life." Today my sermon is entitled, "Keep On Searching." Keep on searching. So a few years ago, about this time of the year, and I think it was also on a Sabbath, I was in grad school, and it was a tough part of the semester. And one of the things we did as students when we wanted a break was to go hiking. And there's a place in Connecticut that's called East Rock. When you go to East Rock, When you mount East Rock, you can see the city, beautiful city, and sometimes you can see in the fall season, you can see the trees changing colors. Sometimes you see all green, sometimes you see the burnished color. And if you go there in the winter, you'll see just something like a white plain. But it's a beautiful experience to travel up to East Rock and see the site. Now, my classmates and I, we've been there many times before, but we decided to take another hike one day. And so we were hiking up to East Rock. And we took some familiar paths, but we kept on walking. And we reached to the top of a mountain, a hill. But one of my classmates said, Kevin, I said, guess what? We are on the wrong mountain. We were on, I think, another rock, but we could stand here and see East Rock. We were in the wrong place. We had been there before. We knew the journey. We knew the route. We knew the path, but it ended up that we were lost. And I mean, we had our phones. We could easily Google it, Google Maps. We could easily Waves or iPhone Maps or something, but the reality is we were lost. And somehow it happens that we can have the Bible, but we can still end up being lost. We can have the Bible, but still end up being lost. We can search the Bible, but still end up being lost. Now, the Jewish leaders of Jesus' day, they found themselves in a situation just like that. I mean, these were God's chosen people. And as the leaders of Israel, their main task was to study the scriptures so they could teach the scriptures to the people so the people could follow God's path, follow God's direction as God's holy people. But we find here in our scripture that they were lost. They misunderstood the purpose of scripture. They had the Bible, they had the scriptures, the Bible. But the Bible, I mean, is the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament. They had it, but they still misunderstood the purpose of scriptures. And the reality is, they accepted the Bible. They accepted the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament. They accepted it as the Word of God. And they were diligent students of the Bible. They searched the Bible diligently. Thus, Jesus says, you search the Bible because you think in them you have eternal life. They searched the Bible with the purpose of finding eternal life, but they thought that eternal life was resident. They could find it simply in searching the scriptures. But that's the problem. That is where the problem is. You can search the scriptures, but still come away without finding eternal life. Because eternal life, the scriptures are not the source of eternal life. Whoa, what do you mean, preacher? The scriptures, the Bible itself, is not the source of eternal life. And we should give some credit to the Jewish leaders because they valued the scriptures, they studied it, they searched it. But the fact still remains, they misunderstood the purpose of scripture. Scripture is not meant to contain eternal life in and of itself. Let me give you an instance. For instance, you might know someone who values scripture, accepts scripture as the word of God, but they misunderstand what the purpose of scripture is. Take, for instance, a parent who has a newborn, and they place the newborn on the bed, and then they open the Bible to their favorite psalm, and they put it above the baby's head for protection. Have you seen that before? But when that child grows up, that same parent refuses to allow the child to give their life to Christ. Have you seen it before? I've been in Pathfinders where you have young people who they study their Pathfinder, their Bible, so they can complete or fulfill their adventurer or pathfinder requirements. But the moment they become a young adult, they no longer want have to have anything to do with the Bible. I mean, you might have seen some Christians, they take pride in saying they read the Bible so they can say they have done their devotional. But after they have done their devotional, they go off and their lives do not come up to the demands of Scripture. The point I'm making is, beloved, you can read Scripture, you can memorize Scripture, you can do all those things, you can recite Scripture, but you can still miss the purpose of Scripture. You can have the Bible, but still miss the purpose of the Bible. And that's what happened with the Jewish leaders. Now, if you can think to yourself that, oh, the Bible itself has eternal life in it. If you have the Bible, then you need nothing else. And if you need nothing else, you do not need Jesus. And Jesus corrected their misunderstanding. Jesus corrected their misunderstanding. He said in verse 38, you search the Scriptures. He's commending them in one sense, but he's also, it's an ironic twist. You search, but you need to continue search, because you search the Scriptures thinking that they have eternal life in them. But these very Scriptures that you accept and believe, these testify about me. So Jesus, in Jesus's words, the Scriptures are not the source of eternal life. Rather, they point to the source of eternal life, which is Jesus Christ himself. Let me put it another way. The Bible is like a map. You know, like you pull out your phone and you have your GPS and you have your Google Maps, or if you are old fashioned, you have your physical paper map. But the Bible is like a map in some way. A map is used to mark the path or to decide the route to a desired destination. But the map itself is not the destination. No one takes out their Google phone and says, I want to go to the park. Plug in the coordinates for the park or the address, and then says, it's nice to be at the park. No one, just by having a map or just looking at a map, does not get you to your destination. Neither does possessing the Bible, reading the Bible, studying the Bible, memorizing the Bible have us having eternal life. No, that's not what it is. The proper use of a map is to follow its path to the desired destination. In the same way, the proper use and purpose of the Bible is to point us to Jesus. And so if we find that we are studying the Bible, we are searching the Bible, we are reading the Bible, but we have not found Jesus, then we are lost. We have missed the path. Now hear me, beloved. We know this. We know the value of Scripture. We know how powerful Scripture is. We know that the Scriptures have come from God. Paul says it this way: all Scripture is God-breathed. They came from God's own being, and they are profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the people of God, that we may be complete and equipped for every good work. The Bible equips us for every good work. The Scripture informs us how to live, but they are not the source of eternal life. And so, you can own a Bible. And you know, some people own a Bible and the last time they saw it was when they put it down. And to find it, they'll have to get an excavator to move the dust off the Bible so they can find it. Owning a Bible, we can own a Bible, but we can still be lost and not have eternal life. We can study the Bible, but not have eternal life. Memorize it, recite it, but we do not have eternal life. And I just want to remind us, beloved, it wasn't a book that went to the cross. It wasn't even the Bible that went to the cross. It was a person who went to the cross. And the Bible points to that person who is Jesus Christ, the righteous. The Bible says in John 1:1 that the Word in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But in verse 14 it says, the Word took on flesh and came among us, and we beheld the glory as of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. And that same Jesus, the Word of God, went to Calvary, and there he died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so, hear me, beloved, the Bible fails to fulfill its purpose, or reading or searching. When we read the Bible, when we search the Bible, when we study the Bible, if we have not come to a relationship with Jesus, then we have misunderstood the purpose of the Bible. In keeping with that, Jesus, in an ironic way, told them, you search the scriptures. But that can also mean go search the scripture. Keep on searching. Keep on searching till you develop a relationship with Jesus. Keep on searching until you find Jesus. Reading the Bible can lead to a relationship with Jesus, but reading the Bible is not a relationship with Jesus. In and of itself, reading the Bible is not the source of eternal life. But the Bible tells us that the Bible itself says it. The scriptures are a light unto our path. They point us in the way of righteousness. They point us to Jesus. One Christian author put it this way. Christianity is not a religion of a book, but a religion of a word. Capital word. A word that is indeed written and proclaimed, but above all, a word spoken by God from all eternity. A word who became one of us. We can have the Bible, we can have the book called the Bible, but if we have not Jesus, we have missed the purpose of the Bible. And Jesus, not wanting them to live in ignorance, Jesus sought to correct the Jewish leaders' misunderstanding. He told them, the very scriptures which you believe in and proclaim and believe to be the word of God, these testify of me. You are searching them for eternal life. Good that you are searching for eternal life, but you are looking not in the right place. You are stopping at the scriptures, but the scriptures, they point to me. Here's the conflict at hand. The early Christians believed, in their interpretation of scripture, they believed that Jesus was the fulfillment of all the promises and the prophecies of the Bible. But on the other hand, the Jewish leaders thought, no, he can't be the Messiah. He is not the one. But Jesus told them, I am the one. What you search for, you can find in me, yet you refuse to come to me. I grew up in a community where people valued reading the Bible, and young men most of all. You know, we used to have those little blue pocket Bibles, Gideon Bibles. And we would read them and put them in our pockets, and then we would go off and live contrary to the Word of God while having the Word of God in our back pockets. But I found myself as one of those young men one day with my back against the wall. And just having the Bible in my pocket wouldn't do it. It wouldn't relieve my guilt, my fear, and my shame. Just having the Bible in my hands was not enough. I needed Jesus. And thanks be to God, as I read the Word of God, somehow I met this friend who was ready to stick closer to me than any brother and any friend. And his name is Jesus. Thank God that in my reading of the Bible, I found Jesus. If we are reading the Bible, brothers and sisters, if we are reading the Word of God and we haven't yet found Jesus, we need just to keep on searching. Keep on searching. As a map points to a destination, but it's not the destination itself. So the Bible points to Jesus as a source of eternal life, because it is not the source of eternal life. The Jewish leaders, they had the scriptures, but they ignored Jesus. They missed the point that he is the Lamb of God, sent forth from God to save the people. They missed the point of who Jesus really and truly was. And so, I have three words for us. Just three words. Keep on searching. If you possess, if you own, if you read, if you study, if you memorize, if you recite the Bible, but you still have not yet found yourself in a relationship with Jesus, all I've got to say to you is keep on searching, because you haven't reached there yet. Keep on searching, because the scriptures are meant to point us to Christ and not to itself. If you possess a Bible just for protection, if you think that having a Bible will give you all the protection you need, then you need to keep on searching, because my Bible tells me that Jesus is the one who gives us protection from sin and saves us from sin. So keep on searching. If you read the Bible just for motivation, just for some thought to get you through the day, you gotta keep on searching, because one Bible text will get you through the day, but it won't get you through the lifetime without meeting Jesus Christ. You can read the Bible for inspiration, but if you just read the Bible only for inspiration, you need to keep on searching. Because you'll find some inspiration to get over today's burden. But tomorrow, another burden is coming. But if you search the Bible and find Jesus, I'm telling you, you're going to find a burden bearer. You're going to find one who is able to lift you above all your troubles and your trials. Keep on searching. You can memorize the scripture. Memorize the Bible to know the scriptures. But if you memorize the scriptures and know them, but do not know Jesus, you've got to keep on searching, because it is in knowing Jesus that we have eternal life. It is believing in Jesus that we have eternal life. Jesus says, "This is eternal life, that you know me, the only true one, the Son of God." If we are reading the Bible only so we can defend and tell someone else we are wrong. No, you got it wrong. We got it right. If that's your purpose in reading scripture, you have missed the point. You have lost. You haven't reached your destination, and you need to keep on searching, because searching the scriptures should lead us to finding Jesus, who is the one who gives eternal life. Can I tell you, brothers and sisters, keep on searching. Searching until you find Jesus. You might get lost some way along the road. You might get lost and forget where you are going. But you've got to keep on searching until you find your destination. And our destination is to land in the arms of a loving Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't know if there's someone searching, but you haven't found Jesus yet. Don't give up your search. Don't give up your search yet. When we got lost on the mountain, all we had to do was to retrace our steps. We came down that mountain and we looked at where we needed to go. We went on the right path and we found the mountaintop that we wanted to get to. Can I tell you, if you're searching and you have lost your way, all you need to do is to go back to the Bible. Keep on searching, because you will find Jesus. And when you find Jesus, you will have a relationship with him, one that goes beyond mere knowledge, one that is so intimate that you cannot explain the experience. Keep on searching. Keep on searching. If you find it hard to understand the Bible, if you can't understand the 2,300 days prophecy, You need to keep on searching, because it goes beyond that to finding Jesus. Revelation might appear to be a book of monsters and scary beings, But can I tell you, when you read the Bible, a matter of fact, the first few verses of Revelation says, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. When you read Revelation, all you can find is Jesus. From Genesis to Revelation, it's all about Jesus. And if you have searched and you haven't found, I want to tell you, keep on searching, because you will find Jesus. In the gospel according to St. McCoy, chapter 5, verse 2, it says, blessed are those, can you hear me, brothers and sisters? Blessed are those who search the Bible looking for Jesus, because they shall find eternal life. Hallelujah! Blessed are those who search looking for Jesus, because they will find eternal life. You can search the Bible for knowledge, but if you don't find Jesus, your knowledge ain't anything. You can search the Bible looking for Psalms to protect you against danger. You can search the Bible for motivation and inspiration. But if you have searched the Bible to find salvation, you have to search to find Jesus. Because He is the one to whom the Scriptures bear witness. Jesus said these words because He healed the blind man. And the Jews were questioning His authority to be or to claim to be the Son of God. And Jesus says, look, John bore witness to me. John bore witness to me. The works that I do bore witness to me. The Father bore witness to me. A matter of fact, this very scriptures that you search bear witness to me, yet you refuse to come to me who has eternal life. Why? Keep on searching, because you have missed the point. Keep on searching until you have come to the point where you realize that I am the Son of the living God. Keep on searching. If you're a young person finding the Bible difficult to read, keep on searching. If you haven't given your life yet to Jesus, and you are reading the Bible and you can't understand why those people are so crazy about that book. It's not just about a book, it's about a person. His name, keep on searching. Keep on searching until you find the one to whom the Bible points. Look. Look, beloved, look. Do you see it? Look. Look. If you look at my finger, you have missed the point. If you look in the direction to where I point, then you have found your destination. Look, beloved, look. Look to Jesus. Read the scriptures looking for Jesus. And when you do that, you will find eternal life. So keep on searching. Keep on searching.
Please stand with us as we get ready to sing, He is exalted, the King is exalted on high.
Exalted on high, I will praise Him. He is exalted forever, exalted and high.
you're searching for Jesus, but you're reading the scriptures and somehow you haven't had that relationship yet with Jesus. Sometimes all it needs is someone to hold your hand and walk with you on that journey. And so if you are online, you can head over to our page or website and you'll see the next steps. Go there, put your name and your information, and we will connect with you to give you Bible studies, baptism, or pastoral care visit. Because we want you to keep on searching until you find Jesus. And sometimes we just want to walk with you on that journey. And if you are a Christian, and sometimes we know where Christ is, we have found Him, but sometimes we lose our way. And you want to get back to Him, get back to a relationship with Him, we've got to keep on searching the scriptures so we can continually experience the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. And for that reason, I want to pray today for all of us. Loving God, we thank You for Your words. Powerful they be, valuable they be, we miss the purpose of Scripture if we read without finding and having a relationship with Jesus. And so I pray today that everyone who has heard Your word, online or in the sanctuary, will keep on searching till they have found Jesus, the author and the finisher of their faith, and the giver of eternal life. This is our asking. In Jesus' name, amen.
This podcast was brought to you by Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Christ-centered congregation dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love through sermons, deeper dive conversations, and much more. If you would like to listen to more life lessons and inspirational content, please visit us at plantationsda.tv.